paintings of the world.
It's not that you're gay, it's that you're doing it in my house. It's not that you're gay, that I'm worried I'll get...
Are we AIDS. Recording?
It's not that you're gay.
Are you...
But do you have to hold hands in public? Please don't suck me off.
I'll try. I'll do it. with all the help I've been offering around here, I'm the one who should be expecting a dick sack.
The other day, you said that you were the closest thing I've got to a wife.
Yeah.
Would you like to explain?
What
you meant by that?
This was in the context of you threatening to go William Burroughs mode if your cancer turned out to be actual cancer.
And
and when I read that, I was like, oh shit, I'm about to get shot. I think I'm the wife in that situation. Who else is getting the William Tell treatment?
Yeah, probably. How does it feel to be my wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right, I guess. I like helping you out, Giles.
That's good.
It makes me feel good.
We did some DIY today.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Sort of. That leg on the bed is looking...
it's wonky.
Looking great.
I think when you plant your ass on there, it'll be fine. Yeah. I think. Yeah. You're listening to Anime Now. The most current takes on anime. Current anime. I'll be damned if I watch another modern current anime again. Like, they figured it out back in the 80s. Not a fucking computer in sight. Hand drawn, human sweat.
I mean, human sort of depends on your sort of ideology and political bent.
Oh, but, yeah. Does it?
Yeah.
How?
Where does it all get made in Japan? The anime.
Mostly
farm it out to like
mostly
China
in Japan. Yeah, they'll send it over to Korea and China at times. We watched Angel's Egg.
1985. Egg. Gooey. Gooey eggies.
You think this episode needs a what do you call that? Trigger warning for rape?
No.
No, you don't think so? For metaphorical, like symbolic rape.
I don't think that. I don't think I read rape into that. Into the. I think you just wanted to talk about rape again. What have you got to say about your favorite subject?
I was just concerned about the listener, and I didn't want them stepping into an episode that is, you know, full of symbolic penetration.
I didn't read that into the film at all.
No.
All
right, well, let's get into it. Angel's Egg.
It's the story of the mind.
1985, a film that takes place in the dreaming mind of a baby bird. Is that your take?
Is it?
Isn't that what you said? It takes place in someone's head. Whose head?
Who said that?
Isn't that what you said just a moment ago?
What I said.
Yeah.
No, it's rated. No. I thought it was a sort of psychological allegory.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. About death and rebirth.
Uh-huh.
Breaking of like a. It was about chucking the garbage out of your room, I think. Little bit.
Huh? Okay. Yeah, interesting. That's interesting. We'll get into that.
It's about ripping off the band-aid of self-actualization and self-realization, creating new life.
There was definitely some self-actualizing going on in there.
sometimes you need some cruelty and some the confronting of and the loss of like useless objects that you value to like create a whole new world. Maybe without the shriveled up former self that you had.
Sitting in
a palace full of piss palace.
I like that reading shit. Mm. Okay, well let's get into it. Let's get into it. Angel's Egg.
Angel's Egg.
1985. Yeah, highly symbolic, highly allegorical kind of movie. About 70 minutes long. Try to do a little synopsis here. You got like a bleak. You got a book of eggs. Joss just grabbed an egg book.
Carry on, and I'll find some good eggs.
Set in a world of like a bleak gothic.
The egg dance.
vistas. A young girl carrying around a large bird egg scavenges for who knows what, some food, some water. Seemingly unconcerned by like her eerie surroundings, she meets
this lady's fucking an egg.
She's riding that egg. Damn, she meets a
flappers riding an egg.
Those flappers are freaks. Jesus. Yeah. She meets a man carrying something that looks like a cross between a cross and a rifle, over the course of who knows how long they seem to bond, and then she becomes and then she's betrayed by him when the man cracks her egg.
This is us. This is a picture of us.
Yeah, which is you?
Yeah, I'm the one with the cool egg, and you're the dumb bitch with a bucket on her head.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So it grates. A visual item for the pod.
Yep.
Dude cracks her egg, and it leads her to change. It leads her to evolve, and perhaps even repopulate this empty world with a new kind of life, a terrible kind of egg life, as she becomes immortalized on the face of God. It's hard to come up with a synopsis for what's going on in the film, but like, that's my attempt there.
Mm. It's just it's set in a dead world, and it turns out and she's clinging on to the only sign of like potential life potential.
Yeah,
and she's clinging on to it with and she puts all of her hopes into this into this one sort of chance at rebirth. And it turns out that actually the key to bringing life back to this dead earth is shattering that one hope she had, the thing she was clinging onto.
Yeah.
A futile thing. Also, one bird is fucking useless.
Mm. Yeah. sure.
That's two drumsticks.
Yeah.
Two wings.
Yeah, two drumsticks, two wings.
Yeah, yeah. Two thighs.
Can't be satisfied with that.
Two breasts.
Yeah.
That's it. You can be satisfied with two breasts, I think.
Yeah, no. I mean, if you that's got the whole bird, yeah, and that's a good meal.
Actually. But, and so when she dies and brings forth a whole plethora of little leggies, that's what needed to happen.
After her egg gets cracked open by a messenger of God.
By a Christ-like figure. He was carrying a crucifix over his shoulder the whole time.
Yeah. He had like the little bandages wrapped around his hand, cover up the stigmatas. I don't think it's a Christ-like figure though. I feel like he just alludes to Christ's suffering. I think he's just an allusion to it. The way
it seems a Christ-like figure.
Yeah. No, I think he's more of a messenger, like a Gabriel figure, like a like the angel that knocked up the Virgin Mary via God. When
Fucking hoe. Did you also?
when so tell me this. I've got a lot of questions for you this episode,
Hit
actually. This is gonna be
me
like
with the cues.
a biographical episode, I think. And get to know more about Joss.
Don't you know enough already?
No.
More filth.
There's so
More
much.
filth.
There's
Bring the
so much I
filth.
don't know.
You're dumb.
Like, we're in your room. We're in Goon Cave Beta. We're in the
I thought this
little
was a
Saint
Goon
James.
Dungeon.
The Goon
I've
Dungeon.
grown to love the Goon Dungeon.
Yeah. It's a little Saint James anime now headquarters. And
The Give Me Headquarters.
you got like a lot of crucifixes around here.
I do have a lot of crucifixes around here.
A lot of nuns, a lot of like Christian Catholic paraphernalia. What's up with that?
It's
'Cause you're like
Christian paraphernalia.
0% religious, am I
Yeah,
right?
it's Christian paraphernalia, Soviet paraphernalia,
Yeah.
and gay shit.
Yeah. No, it's not just Christian
That's
shit
my
in here, of
room.
course. Yeah, but there is a notable amount of Christian shit.
I think it's because I'm really into symbols, and I'm really into I love the iconography of Catholicism. My family's from Malta, which has a very like has some really rich fucking Catholic iconography all
Yeah.
over the place. Like they some of the best shit and some of the best Catholic shit in the world.
Yeah, you mentioned nun spotting in
Nun
Malta
spotting,
before. Yeah.
yeah. But also like sort of they got loads of shrines to like dead babies and weird little baby Jesuses covered in gold and in little little containers everywhere. Like there's loads of cool shit.
Yeah.
And then, but yeah, I think yeah, I'm really into signs and symbols and iconography, and I think Catholicism has the gayest iconography.
Nah, yeah, I don't think you're wrong. How many hours do you think you spent in a church altogether, like a Catholic church?
I spent many hours in a Catholic school. I had
Yeah.
a
Did you have like
I had
mandatory
I
church service?
yeah. I had like what, so 2 or 3 years of Catholic schooling.
Yeah, it was just like secondary school.
That's the only time I've really been to any kind of religious ceremony.
So you took part in mass
No,
in
you
Catholic.
can't take part in mass if you're not. I had to just
Oh,
observe. I
I
had to
mean you
just
had to
observe
witness, you
mass.
had to
I had to
obs
witness mass. Yeah, but
yeah.
I don't get the snack at the end.
No. You didn't get the snack, you didn't get to enjoy the what do you call that? The transfiguration of Christ. No. It's just crackers and wine for you, and they wouldn't even let you have that.
I know, and he didn't make me suck his dick either. So I guess in some ways I got off lightly.
Yeah, you really missed out on the whole Catholic experience, huh? But the iconography stuck with you.
Yeah, it's like the only bit I liked from all that. Like I like prayer and liturgy as well, but I don't do it. But
No.
I like the aesthetics of it, and I like I love a hymn. I do love a hymn. I used to go when I lived in London. Every year I used to go to it's not quite Catholic hymns, but used to go to the Cecil Sharp House, which is like a Cecil Sharp was a folk music collector, and but basically sort of responsible for the two big folk revivals. He was responsible for the first folk revival in the Victorian era, and then his collection was responsible for the folk revival of the 60s, and every Christmas they'd have like a sort of like bunch of old people and Joss and whoever Joss can drag along go and sing hymns at the Cecil Sharp House.
That's a good ass time.
It is a good ass time. It was nice.
Yeah, no, I suppose that
I saw
was
Roy Bailey there. That was cool.
some of the nicer things about like going to church. To tell you a bit about me. I my grandmother used to take me to a Baptist church. This is a Baptist church on the islands.
They had none of the cool shit, right? The Baptists.
Oh no, they're pretty sick. They're pretty lit with it. They're a lot more musical than the Catholics.
Yeah, yeah. But in terms of their churches, don't look cool.
Oh no, 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 no. Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
But they might wear like brightly colored robes or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And like
but not vestments.
No, yeah. But the preaching intense.
Mm-hmm.
It was,
no.
No, it was a black church too. It was a church on the islands, and there is strong back and forth.
Oh lordy,
much like the yes. They had a lot to say, and I'm not sure what happened, but at some point, my mom decided she was Catholic. Like, we moved to another island.
Fuck. For the Catholicism.
No. We moved to another island because my stepdad got a job there or some shit. This was after my grandma died.
Do you need to explain to the people what you mean by the islands?
Hmm?
Do you need to explain to the people what you mean by the islands?
Nah, they'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out. Fuck it.
And...
He was born on Little St. James. They were born on Little St. James.
Yeah. One of the Little St. James holdovers.
Yeah.
not much of an abortion clinic on the island, surprisingly enough. It's very populous. So she was like, I'm Catholic now. And like most of the people on this island were like Protestants, like Baptists, Seventh-day Adventists, like the works.
And I used to live next door to some Seventh-day Adventists.
Yeah.
And they would go, I think they ran like their own little church out of the house.
Oh my God.
And they would go fucking like 24 hours a day playing the same looping chords on the piano. And then occasionally you'd hear a whole bunch of people just sort of roar up singing and speaking in tongues. Like, they were just like, and we'd just like going about the house. Like, I think we probably had fleas at the time. And then you just hear a bit like, through the walls. Sorry, carry on with your story.
I'm not sure what happened, but like I got like baptized at 12. Oh. And I did like my confirmation.
Get you naked
like
for that.
The year after. No, that's yeah. That's what I think Baptists do that.
Did
it's
you
just like
cry like a little baby.
No, like a priest just like grabbed some water out of a bucket and like poured some on my head. Yeah, it wasn't much.
So you got baptized Catholic at 12.
Yeah.
Shit, so you can get the snackies. Do you have to get confirmed?
Yeah, no, I got that too.
Oh, you got confirmed too?
Yeah, no.
Confirmed gay.
I was going ham on the snacks, yeah.
Do they have better snacks on the island? Do they put a little bit of spice in the wafers?
Get this spice in this jerk wafers.
Drink this rum punch here for it. It's my buddy. I mean, my blood.
The jerk wafers and grape soda. Yeah. You got the car grape soda in there. No, here's the wild shit. Like, all of the other churches were, like, led by black folks.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the only church where the priest was a fucking Filipino.
Sick.
It's just probably because my mom is racist. Mm. This is,
nice.
Yeah, and it passed it on to me. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And the hymns were nice. Singing along with people.
Did they do mass in Latin?
No, they stopped doing mass in Latin in like the 80s.
Shit.
Like I think
it's not real Catholicism.
I don't think they do that anywhere.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, they fucking do.
They do?
Yeah.
No, they didn't catch any of that. I say all that. Just to warm us up for this here, Angel's Egg. It was directed by Mamoru Oshii. Is this name familiar to you?
Fuck
is
me.
this uh, no this is the guy that directed Ghost in the Shell.
Ooh.
Probably
this was better.
Probably one of the most important works of the 20th century.
I like this more.
Yeah. If we didn't have Ghost in the Shell, no way we'd have The Matrix. No way we'd have 21st century filmmaking. Like we just end culture right there.
Yeah. I mean, I'd happily end culture.
Yeah, and
culture has ended.
Yeah, it does feel that way, doesn't it? And this is in conjunction. The film was produced in conjunction with another artist, Yoshitaka Amano. You probably aren't familiar with either. He's more of a behind the scenes guy. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate his work greatly. He's
a creeper in the shadows.
You could say that.
A creepy
yeah.
shadow man.
He's a concept artist that's worked with Final Fantasy on just about every Final Fantasy product. He's like done the concept art, character arts. He's a character designer, does a book covers, a costume design, like is a immaculate kind of a ethereal, wispy style, like mm-hmm. a real delicate mm-hmm. line arts, and as a sumptuous sort of watercolor style as well. Mm-hmm. So that was the guy behind the character designs in Angel's Egg. Those were like
okay.
Yoshitaka Amano.
But the real star of the show born. was the backgrounds, the scenery.
Yeah.
The sets. Yeah. That was,
yeah, that those were him as well.
Were they really? Okay, well then he can yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the two got together and they wanted to make a movie and this was the result. Around this time, in many interviews, you'll find Mamoru Oshii talking about how he was actually quite religious, or like I'm not sure whether it was religious.
Yeah.
But he's very interested in the Bible at the time.
Okay. Yeah.
According to him, mm-hmm. he was so interested in the Bible that he like contemplated joining a seminary before going into filmmaking. So there was a turning mm-hmm. point for him.
Okay.
And yeah, some interviews mention that Angel's Egg is sort of a story about his loss of faith.
A story about his loss of faith.
Yeah.
Maybe the clinging onto the one egg. Yeah, clinging onto dogma.
Mm-hmm.
A dogma that is supposed to set you free and bring you life,
mm-hmm.
but is actually just a crutch.
Yeah.
And then the killing of that sort of weak self that is holding onto the dogma.
Yeah.
And I'm really pushing this. Pushing this idea, but yeah, that fits. It fits with the idea.
I've seen this film.
It goes from dogma, from monotheism, to okay, what could be just thought of as sort of a less dogmatic, polytheistic idea at the end.
Like, oh yeah.
All these different eggs, all these new gods.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of waiting for this one god to come back, it's one bird.
Yeah,
she's found one bird and she's gonna breed another bird.
Yeah.
But then she gives birth to a plethora of god spawn.
Yeah. I see what you mean. I saw it a bit differently though.
How did you see it, Ben? Tell me how you saw it.
I think it's just another cruel prank from a thoughtless god, sort of like repopulating an empty world with a false promise to humanity, setting them adrift on a course to something even bleaker and even darker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I've seen this film.
But this was a dead world. Now there is life in the world. Like, how is that darker?
Because the
they're creepy
life,
bird guys.
the new life is they're all birds. One would think. That's what we're assuming. Mm-hmm. The egg that the man cracks open appears to be empty, but the real eggs were inside the bitch all along. But I think there's also a clue in the story that the man tells about this liar version of the deluge, where instead of Noah finding land, sending out a dove to find land, and then repopulating the world, the dove never shows up. Mm-hmm. And the animals turn to stone, and Noah and his kin live on, forgetting what it is that brought them there, or like how the world came to the States in the first place.
But they is Noah's like the story of incest.
Mm-hmm.
Like how did Noah and his fam like repopulate the earth?
Oh yeah, that's mm-hmm. some margin notes type shit, isn't it? I mean, of course there's got to be like some incest involved. Like,
yummy.
From the very start, like Adam and Eve, followed by their offspring. Like, of course they're fucking interfucking.
Oh yeah, so we get.
More interestingly, it's Noah that like cursed black folks to be slaves.
Damn. Oh, what? Why?
I've told you that before, haven't I?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think it's one of our usual conversation pieces.
Yeah, no, I have told you that before.
Oh, no, we did when we were talking about the Robert Crumb. We were talking about the Robert Crumb Bible, but Robert Crumb's Genesis, weren't we?
Oh yeah,
and I think we did. We find that page in there or something like that.
No.
I think we were just talking about Genesis in general.
Yeah, I think so.
Have you read the Crumb Genesis yet?
No, that's I haven't.
Good. I wish you'd do the rest of the Bible. I want Crumb's version of Revelations. It'd be sick as hell.
Because there's like a whole lot of boring shit.
Yeah. Honestly. Tons of dumb shit.
Just the beginning and the end. That's the good shit.
Yeah.
And not even much at the beginning.
I
want to
see the big booty angels.
It's like eyes coming out of every pore on their ass. I love that shit. Yeah, so at some point, Noah's black son. No one questions why Noah's son is black and he's presumably white, but like that's another story, I guess. Catches his dad naked after a night of hard drinking, and he's like, he gets so embarrassed.
Have you ever seen your dad naked?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think I've seen my dad piss before.
Yeah.
But I've never. I don't know. But not since I was a youngin.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah, several times.
Yeah,
sure.
Damn. Look at my cock.
Yeah, not quite in that context. It's the just very, very hot on the island.
We were walking around naked.
We were walking around naked a lot, actually.
Damn.
Like probably, probably not great. Mm. Yeah, that was funny.
Building a real picture.
Yeah, no, we were just like naked a lot of the time. It was very hot also. And then when I went to live with my mom and stepdad,
they were like, put it away.
Yeah, they get really upset. Like, what? This is normal, right?
How old were you then?
I think I was like 10, 11.
Okay,
something like that.
Yeah. Old enough to beat it.
Yeah.
When did you start beating it?
I think I was 13.
Yeah. I can't remember. I can remember some of my first beating it sessions, but I can't remember how old I was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, What was I talking about?
You were talking about
Mama Roshi
fucking your dad and beating him.
Oh, no, I wasn't. Oh, yeah, no. Noah curses Ham.
Yep.
And he says, like, all of your offspring are going to be slaves to your brothers. And, oh. like, yeah, that's been interpreted by very serious Bible scholars that should be taken very seriously. As a justification for slavery during the time that slavery was a thing. Yeah. And nowadays, of course, we don't actually need justification for slavery. That's for bitches. You just put them in the fucking factory.
Mm-hmm. Just before we put them in the prison. And then we
make footballs, bitch.
That's something I think about quite often, really, is the ways in which the Bible has almost certainly been altered throughout history,
yeah,
as a means of control.
Yeah.
And it's strange. Like, you've watched Ethnic Notions by Marlon Riggs, right?
No, I haven't.
You haven't seen it?
No.
You've seen Tongues Untied?
Yeah. Watched it several times.
So Ethnic Notions is Marlon Riggs' film about how the way in which media and advertising the way in which the portrayal of Black Americans has changed in media and advertising throughout American history in order to enact control and power, and in order to suit the needs of the white hegemony.
Mm.
So, for instance, during times of slavery, when slavery was at its peak, the Sambo was the sort of the message, like the sort of the black man that's happy with his lot.
Shoot.
and too dumb to know anything else, really.
Yeah.
And then the idea of the savage black man never didn't happen until the abolition of slavery was coming around.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, look at what we're unleashing upon our white women. That's right. When we get birth of a nation and shit like that. The savage black man stealing your woman. And he tracks the change sort of as it goes.
Oh, shit.
But it would be interesting to see. He never goes as far back to sort of the Bible and changes in the Bible. But I'm sure. You know what Marlon Riggs noted in these portrayals is equally the same.
Hell yeah!
And I think the Bible has often been used as a means of control.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, no, that is 100% the case. What we know as the Bible today was put together by
a bunch of faggots.
A bunch of faggots. Literal boy fuckers.
Yeah.
And the legacy lives on to this day. Yeah, hell of a book.
Is there any good justification for boy fucking? No. Can you fuck a boy?
Well,
but just not a man.
Well,
a woman on her period.
I think when it comes to the age of consent,
yeah,
I think it's far more lenient in the Bible than legally would be expected. You know, so I'm sure you can twist that shit around. If
welcome
you
to Anime Now, where we discuss the age
fucking.
Of consent.
Yeah, well, we have been every episode for the past. We're gonna figure this out, guys. We're gonna finally get to the bottom of this. Are the gunbuster tits okay?
I've made peace with the gunbuster tits.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, they're suckable.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, my point is, Mamoru Oshii, he's so into the fucking Bible. I'm not sure whether he was religiously into it or as a scholarly person, because this is a guy who was like a. It seems to me like he enjoys a nice long think.
Mm.
And reading this book, it's the Bible, I mean, stuff to mull on, stuff to think over. And he's certainly not the only Japanese anime person to draw from the Bible and turn it into cool, freaky art with... you know, where biblical message has very little significance, but the potent imagery of the Bible is used to evoke a certain kind of a feeling, and I don't know, make crucifix shaped explosions perhaps.
The Gothic architecture in it. I mean, and so he wasn't just drawing from the Bible, he was drawing from like sort of Catholic history and Catholic aesthetic. But not overly so. Because Catholic imagery is used in all sorts of anime. Like what was that fucking stupid one we were watching the other day? Oh, your mum and her.
Yeah. Do you love your mother?
Do you fuck your mum? And does she like it? In her two holes.
Yeah.
Because that had someone just started running around as a nun.
Sure.
That shit's used all the time, and often like baddies are wearing the sort of the jewels of a priest.
Well, a nun is one thing, because that's already taken a hold in like a fetishist imagination as well.
God, there's a really good Japanese nunsploitation film that I wish I could remember.
Ooh,
we should watch it. It's fucking good.
Okay, yeah.
A nun gets fucked by a thorny bush. The thorny bush tendrils. It's live action.
That sounds like it's up my street.
Yeah, it's about a nunnery undergoing a state of corruption.
It's not that consensual shit, is it? Because you know how I feel about that.
No, don't worry. It's purely unconsensual.
Okay. Good. It's interesting to me the way that Christianity is like shaped Japanese culture.
Where did they find out about that shit?
The Portuguese.
The
Portuguese, that's right. They brought their gay little religion of boy fucking to Japan around the 15th century, along with bread, sugar, confectionery stuff, and guns, arquebuses. Mm-hmm. They hooked up with Oda Nobunaga during the Sengoku period, and a lot of them, they were practicing Buddhism around this time mostly. Mm-hmm. But they were "Oh, these Portuguese have got some sick arms."
Well, as you know, bow fucking is part of Buddhism as well.
Is it?
You've seen the Dalai Lama.
Oh, yes. I suppose. Yeah. Damn. We are all one culture. We are all one spirit, truly.
We all revolve around the baby cock.
And there
from
is...
From the moil to the goy. From the llama to the... Today, anyway.
I think Christianity, as it's called in Japan, Kiristo Kyo, is about 1 or 2% of the population is Christian over there. Mm-hmm. But notably, there have been a number of Christian prime ministers.
Well, hang on, so you can't Moonies as Christians.
No, they were actual Christians.
Are the Moonies Christians? They're Christians, right?
Are they?
I'm pretty sure that they talk about Christ. I'm pretty sure it's a Christian cult.
That's possible. Christianity has a lot larger foothold in South Korea than in Japan.
Yeah, but the Moonies are from originally Korean, but they have a big foothold in Japan.
Yeah, well, they just like cults. They just like cults a lot.
Yeah, they do like cults a lot. Yeah. Has there ever been an anime about the Sarin cult? The guys who did the sarin attacks.
Yeah. What were they called again?
They were cool though. They were badass.
They produced anime actually.
Did they? Fuck. Watch that shit.
Yeah.
Can we? We'll just add it on as they kind of produced that many episodes, right? We'll add it on as a little bonus reading for 1 week.
Yeah. I think they may have produced a couple of movies. If I'm not mistaken,
what were they called?
I'm gonna have to look this up. I'm gonna have to look this up after the episode. I'm not gonna bother doing it now. Yeah. But I was looking into Christianity in Japan, and I wanted to share some shit with you about this guy who was prime minister from 2008 to 2009. His name is Taro Asano.
But a one-yearer. What did he do?
A lot of bullshit. Let's see. I got his Wikipedia page up. He was a Catholic.
He was a Catholic prime minister.
A Catholic of my tiny penis. In 2001, as Minister of Finance, he was quoted as saying he wanted to make Japan a country where rich Jews would like to live.
Nice. I mean, goals, right?
Yeah. But he did make another statement that was, let's see, The Guardian reported on the 30th of August, 2017. So this was about 16 years later, I guess. Yeah. It changed his perspective a bit. He said Hitler, who killed millions of people.
Millions. 6 million. Not one more, not one less.
Hitler, who killed millions of people, was no good.
Wait, no, hang on, say it.
Even if his motive was right.
Be accurate, please. Mm-hmm. Say 6 million, not one more, not one less.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the official Anime Now stance.
Okay. Yeah. Not one more, not one less.
Not one.
6 million.
Sure. Yeah. 6 million thereabouts.
Not one more, not one less.
Hitler was good, even if his motives... No, wait. He was no good, even if his motive was right.
I still believe deeply in my theory that Japan just got suckered into that shit because they thought the lucky men were marching through. They were like, let's join the lucky team.
I remember this theory. Yeah.
Oh, the lucky white man.
I think.
Oh, he's so lucky.
There was also.
He's a star.
He cries. They wanted to get their hands on the Jews themselves. Mm. When the rhetoric around the Jewish problem hit the Japanese shores, mm-hmm. and Germany describes to Japan all of the treacherous activity of the Jewish race, how they're in control of the banks and the media, and mm-hmm. this small segment of the population has this power.
They could do. If they came and did that over here, then we'd have more time to beat off.
Yeah. No. That's. Yeah. No. And at some point, the Japanese were like, "Hold up! They did all that. Maybe we should be fucking with these guys."
Go get some Jews.
I know the.
Did they realize just how annoying they'd be?
Historically, one of the Japanese ambassadors to Lithuania, also a Christian, during World War II, signed off a lot of papers to get European Jews sent over to Japan to escape Germany. Or to escape Europe in general. Mm. I don't know if they ended up in a better place in Japan.
I don't think there are any. Are there any Jewish communities in Japan?
I didn't really look into that.
Just recreate Brooklyn or Crouch End.
Oh,
Crouch End with Jews.
Sashimi bagels.
Oh, fuck. That Japanese place around the corner from me does sushi quality fish.
Oh fuck!
We'll have to have a sashimi night or something. I'll pick some up from work.
Hell yeah!
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
Yeah,
I gotta visit that place.
It's good.
So
Weebauer.
What is it with you and eggs?
What is it with me and eggs?
Joss, also known as Oomancer.
Mm-hmm. Full on dachshund.
You do the egg magic.
I do the egg magic. Well, the eggs do magic to me. What is it I like about eggs? Similarly to the Catholic and Soviet imagery, it's not underpinned by any belief system, or it's purely, I think, an aesthetic joy I get from the egg. And I like the eggs are a little bit silly. Mm. Like an egg is gooey and dumb.
Yeah.
But it's also I'm super into symbols. I look for symbols everywhere. And I don't draw, like, some people look for symbols as a way of, like, searching for, like, prophetic meaning in things.
Mm.
Like, this is a symbol, I should do that, or that's a symbol, I should do this. I look for symbols so I can, as a means of communication. And often I talk or think in symbols, and it takes a special kind of retard to understand. But I like eggs because of the feelings, the feelings you get of like the possibility of Genesis, I think they're beautiful. Mm. And like a fucking perfect object.
Yeah.
And
they are pretty. Yeah.
And they can be used in, they're also like a vessel that can have so many different meanings, and you can use the egg symbol to like describe and hold so many different points of meaning.
Yeah.
Like like
so it's really about the symbolic richness for you of like and the egg. It can be so many things, and like it is one simple image.
Yeah,
and can hold all of these meanings.
A silly image.
Yeah, yeah.
Eggs are overall, eggs are just silly billies. Yeah.
And so there isn't like an egg origin story for you, like sometime when the egg sort of.
I once won a
coin drops.
as a young child. I won an egg rolling race, where you had to roll this whole place had to roll an egg as fast as you could down a hill.
That's cute.
And I think by the end of it, I was rolling nothing but a yolk. but I still won the race. So maybe that's where I had my first positive experience.
Positive experience, yeah. Okay.
But no, eggs at every turn are important to me.
So for you, Angel's Egg is a story of like a hopeful tale, of rebirth.
Was it not? You couldn't make that world more dead.
You could bring it to life again just to torture it further. That's how I see it. I've seen the film a couple of times, and each time my interpretation changes a little bit. The last time I saw it, was just now, but the time before that, so you've got gods, the big mechanical sci-fi object that is like dotted with statues of angels, right? Mm-hmm. This steam operated, monstrous thing. And you've got God's messenger, who is the man in the blue cloak and the crucifix rifle type thing. Mm-hmm. He's embroiled in a game, a cruel process that he has to start up. He's given a task to give birth to this new world in the same way that the angel Gabriel gave.
But see him, life to him stepping
Jesus,
off,
sort of.
If that ship is God, and him stepping off of the God ship would definitely signify that he is a Christ-like figure rather than. As you were saying, like another messenger or another prophet.
Yeah, he didn't really step off of the ship. He was there all along.
I thought he stepped off the ship at the beginning.
He sort of like occupies a bit of a demi world, but he's never part of the ship.
Okay,
he's never part of.
And he's watching the ship.
And he's like, and that's what's made him so crestfallen, like the on some crestfallen warrior shit. He's like a part of like this decaying abattoir like a city that's resting on the hull of an overturned ship that makes up an island in an ocean of blackness, and he's lost faith in this cruel venture.
But the rising waters, the whole time you think that the flood coming is like the world like dying. And that how can life possibly exist, and the flood rises the fastest when the egg is crushed.
Yeah.
And then you realize at the end that, like, I guess just like when a river bursts its banks, or marshlands flood or whatever, that's actually the beginning of the new life there. And you don't realize that until sort of right at the very end when the eggs all start popping up. So actually, the process of this old fucking husk of a world dying is, yeah, surely it's good. I don't get this reading of how this is death chasing that you're.
So the
life is pain bullshit.
God is indifferent, and whenever he's not indifferent, he's cruel. The world is populated by men who've turned to stone, uncaring and unfeeling, until they have the opportunity to hunt the spirits of God's words, like these shadows of fish, like cast by unseen enormous fish somewhere, hunt them down with harpoons, not knowing that they could never catch them because they're chasing after something that that doesn't exist, and they, in their zealotry, they tear down the things around them. Just the terrible stewards of like the world that was imparted to them.
But they are very much like of the earth, those guys, like, because they are part of the scenery that comes alive. They're part of the set that comes alive.
Mm-hmm.
They're stone. Unlike the two sort of more ethereal beings that are actually alive.
Yeah.
So it's just the world as it exists has all these mechanisms that are churning, that are just, you know, sort of self-destructive.
Yeah.
And like you said, just futile.
Mm.
I suppose,
except these two figures who are like
these two figures, you have some kind of agency.
Yeah, and they have one is strongly rooted in some kind of hope for the world, and the other in despair. And
which one?
Well, the girl is hopeful,
but her hope is futile. We've already established that
her hope is misplaced. Perhaps.
One fucking bird is no good.
But she doesn't know that.
One bird is useless.
Mm-hmm.
But then maybe the guy who broke the egg knew that was what needed to happen in order to
in order to
make a world, you got to pop a couple of cherries.
He was going to do it regardless because that was his mission from the start. I feel like it's a sort of symbolic impregnation. Bringing this girl to realize her role in the twisted whims of like a cruel god, in the same way that that Mary suddenly found herself pregnant without even having fucked.
I don't think it was any accident that as she dived into the water at the end and died, she took on more like womanly features.
Yeah, I think that's the moment of self-actualization, isn't it? It's like the sort of Jungian kind of thing. Like if you think of like water, her fascination with water throughout the film,
keeping bottles of piss
filling vessels with a clear girl piss. It's sort of represents the subconscious. Sort of like all of the terrible things roiling below the surface of like an inky pool, and how she sort of like plays along that edge, not ever daring to venture into it, like trying to capture it and bottle it. But yeah, when the egg is cracked, when the man sort of like tears her from her girlhood, she becomes subsumed by water and becomes a woman. And it's a tragic thing. She drowns.
I think yeah, no, but it's about the yeah, I think God, I wish I'd finished thinking about that sentence before I started saying it. And it's tragic, but not everything tragic has to be bad. Like it was a death for it was a death that sprung forth a new life. It was a life giving sacrifice.
Yeah.
And yeah, we have a world full of like weird little baby birds with human heads and limbs and shit.
There's beauty in you that. Well, here's the thing. So the man describes the story of like Noah and the deluge and stuff, and he like twists it. He puts a little spin on it. The birds never come back. The doves never come back. No, excuse me. At the end of the film, the girl produces a pool full of eggs. All of them containing some sort of bird, presumably, that gets sent into the world. Is it to find a new land? To find a the possibility of a new future? I think this is just God creating a new cruel covenant with humanity, sort of like offering them another lifetime of torture. It's a
very pessimistic view on the whole thing.
I hate God.
Yeah. I mean, I
think he's a bitch.
I still. I don't actually know whether that was God in the big. The big floating eye machine.
I think it's the closest thing to God that this world can understand. Mm. Yeah, and in a sort of like in imperfect machine like being, I guess he sort of like represents something nasty or something colder than a god. But and it might just be the same God that looks over our world. Who knows?
I don't hate God. I don't hate God because I don't believe that there is. It's a,
Yeah. No.
What are you gonna do about it if you hate God so much?
No, I hate the idea of God that rules over the shit.
Damn. I feel like we should be sitting around a. We should be sitting on leather sofas, with a sort of coffee table there, and we'll be constantly smoking cigarettes, and we'll be.
Oh, I'd love a cigarette.
We need some nice like tweed suits.
Oh yeah.
And
it was definitely that kind of episode.
Yeah.
Have you got any cigarettes?
I smoked them all on Friday.
And I threw mine in the washing machine. Fuck.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, you recovered now.
Not entirely.
Really?
No, I think
you
one
didn't,
more night
you
of
didn't,
sleep.
You didn't drink a lick. You just had a little bit of drug.
Yeah.
It really knocked you out that
can't,
much.
Can't handle it like I used to.
God damn, you're such a fucking pussy.
I'm afraid I might be a pussy now.
I think you're a pussy.
I'm afraid I'm
toughen up. It's all in your head. You just fucking, don't know, dive in. Good grief.
No.
No?
No, I don't think that would make me feel better. Like, being able to What, snort more drugs?
But who's gonna take heroin with me when I finally go full boroughs?
Well, not me. I'm gonna get shot.
I'm just waiting for an excuse, really. I'll get a young boy in their late teens to wheel me round in a wheelchair. A young boy who's very into the occult to wheel me round in my wheelchair. At the beginning of Genesis, Pyrrhus's book talks about how they went to go. Burroughs invited them for a visit, and then Burroughs took them out to dinner, and it was just some fucking like boring, musty, fusty, like old like steakhouse, and he ate like three bits of like dry steak and a few peas, and then drank like two bottles of wine. I think it was Jack Daniels.
Nice.
Considering Jack Daniels, yeah, Burroughs was a cool freak.
Angel's Egg, what's your score?
That was it was nine little eggies full of who knows what.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't quite ten eggies.
Yeah.
'Cause I didn't cry. Which is, for an anime of this caliber, I would like to cry.
I cried on the inside. I cried.
I thought it was, well, it looked fantastic, and you could see its influence on shit, like, definitely it's on shit like Bloodborne.
Oh, yeah.
The set was full on Bloodborne.
Yeah, Dark Souls, and confirmed Dark Souls influence. Yeah.
it wasn't. And the music was great. I didn't even talk about the music.
It's a shame we didn't actually get to the music.
Yeah, yeah. It had that sort of serial music, which I think was Schoenberg, and like a sort of Morton Feldman-y kind of vibe as well. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking like have you heard Cripple Symmetry by Morton Feldman?
No.
Like, do 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 do. Just like this sort of repetitive atonal motif.
Tritones in it. Devil's triad.
Yeah.
Like, I get the sense that if you took the soundtrack and just like replaced the piano with distorted guitar, you'd have some
Sabbath album.
Yeah, you get some pretty sick riffs.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was good, but it was just. It wasn't quite magical. It didn't quite twist my head around.
I think this is the kind of anime that rewards repeat viewing. It's definitely up there in my pantheon of
It was really
beloved
good.
Animes. Yeah. And like I'm enriched with every time I view it again. Is Angel's Egg the black metal of anime?
The point at which she screamed when the egg died, I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming like 15 minutes before the scream, and I was really disappointed with the scream.
Yeah.
So no, I don't think it's the depressive suicidal black metal, because there was not enough of bitches moaning.
Yeah, I see. I see. Gonna have to incorporate that into my criteria. Mm-hmm. Okay, so next week, we're gonna be at fucking AnimeCon London.
Yeah.
Should I do some anime viewing for Dan? Like, should we skip anime for a week?
No, because we're still gonna record a podcast.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're still gonna record a podcast, and we're gonna record some bonus shit as well.
Yeah, yeah.
That we'll splice up for a later date.
Hell yeah, yeah.
What do we want to do? Or maybe let's not have any viewing.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know, that'll feel weird though.
Let's do our con takes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah? Sit for an hour, talk about how everyone here is stupid except for us.
We do it on the train home.
yeah, we could do that.
Fuck knows what's gonna happen there. Like,
because I have an idea for an anime to view that I think might enrich our con experience a little bit.
Then. Mm-hmm.
Let's watch Otaku no Video.
So it's about faggots.
It's about faggots, yeah. Okay. It's two episodes. They're both 50 minutes long. So so we should get that
hours. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just text me after.
Yeah, we'll do. Sweet.
Sick.
Good episode.
Sick.
Nice.
Sick.
Thank you for watching Angel Sick with me. I enjoyed watching it here with you.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good.
That's the kind of anime that